Friends, this is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
In our segment six today, we have the wonderfully astute, well-spoken, prominent attorney, our good friend, Bill Wulcifer. How are you, Bill?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing just fine. Thank you for that.
And I know that it's important for those of you who don't know Mr. Wulcifer, that he goes by many names, actually. So if you're addressing him in a court of law, it might be William.
It would be William.
Yeah. Or his mom. some of his colleagues and close friends know him as Billy. I'm particularly fond of Billy Wulcifer.
Good.
It has a good ring to it. But for the sake of this conversation, I think Bill is good, too. What's really important is that as one of our ongoing contributors, Bill has brought us up to date on a lot of different topics, all of which have in common concerns that you and I share when it comes to legal matters. And Bill, I know that your particular area of practice is pretty diverse, actually, but one of those strong suits has been collections.
Yes, debt collection, commercial debt collection.
Yep. And another part of this for you, maybe a little bit more personal too, is this whole business of Bitcoin. Is that right?
That is right. I accept Bitcoin as part of my law practice, accepts Bitcoin. It has for, I guess, about 2 years, maybe longer. I started collecting Bitcoin and receiving Bitcoin when I ran for Attorney General. We accepted Bitcoin contributions.
It's an interesting concept, and a lot of people are still unfamiliar with it. So I don't know if you wanted to speak to that briefly enough.
Well, the cryptocurrency is the future of currency. There's no doubt about it. You can exchange money through countries in a matter of seconds without going through Western Union or a bank or MoneyGram and the likes of that. Sometimes for no fee at all, if you're within your network, and sometimes for a small fee. It's instant. It's safe. It's just not much different than using a credit card. It's the same concept.
I see.
And for that reason, there's a lot of cryptocurrency businesses evolving. So Bitcoin, of course, is the largest and most well-known. But just like at one time there was American Express, then came Visa, then came MasterCard and Diners Club. It's just different mechanisms.
I see. So it's the future from your point of view. And in that future, this fly in the face of national currencies? Would it replace national currencies, do you think? Or could it?
Well, it already is.
I see.
Except at some point, your cryptocurrency is reduced to your dollar or your yen. So with that is the evolution of all these exchange businesses. So you could pretty much, and I think we talked about this before, get through life on cryptocurrency alone right now.
Interesting.
Bitcoin hit 1,077 yesterday. And that's high. It 18 months ago, it was around 200. It dropped back down today to mid-900s per coin.
Wow.
Because of some restrictions in China, like anti-money laundering. Two major companies have put a one-month restriction on withdrawal, which is a smart corrective action, but that probably drove down the run that started yesterday.
So in addition to your interests with these sorts of things, you have an equally interesting passion for these a digital technology that you call what?
Clear Voter. And Clear Voter is...
You're just a digital sort of guy.
Well, that's where we're at. Clear Voter is one thing, but it also has a cryptocurrency base for it. So the intent, the board of directors haven't finalized it, but the intent will probably be when it ultimately launches to only accept cryptocurrency for its fees, for its products, for its services, for its advertising.
I see.
Because there's two kind of a cryptocurrency investments. One is the actual investment for its inherent rising value, if it rises.
Yeah.
And the other for people who call themselves adapters who want to create a currency that's not a fiat currency, that's not a government-driven currency, but a currency by the people, and a currency that crosses all borders. And they just want to adopt it and adapt it. So Clear Voter plans to be part of that movement.
And itself is an app that will provide the user with what?
a forum, a social media forum where they can discuss politics and legislation only, and then meet. It's very local. The more local, the better. And of course, local is everywhere. So if you've got an issue like backyard chickens, you would find the people in your neighborhood who have that same zoning restriction to address that topic. And it has a legislative feed, state and federal. So you'll also see, if you're not aware of something, you just type in a search term and find out what legislation is coming down the pike. And then there's your group to discuss this with, and you have a map. So you can also search by map what's going on within this region. But it's not like Facebook. You can't post pictures of your cats or, and a lot of people are leaving Facebook because the political discussion is really getting under their collar. So this is a place where it's anticipated and expected. And
so it fits the environment better to have that kind of conversation, and knowing that you're going to see or hear a lot of competing points of view on any given topic, right?
Absolutely.
Including chickens.
Okay. And it's a nonpartisan media.
Okay.
It's a nonpartisan platform. But GovTech right now is the fastest growing area of technology for investment, for use, for the future. This is
where it's at.
Where it's at. And it's kind of like the same thing with Bitcoin. It's trying to reach the people that are in the non-banked regions where there are no banks, where they can't participate in commerce.
Okay. So, and I know that ClearVoter is close to being released. It's in a sort of beta status at this point.
It's good, but it's not scalable for the anticipated traffic.
Okay.
So it's coming.
Okay.
ClearVoter.com, you can get a look of what's to come.
Okay. Make note of that, folks. ClearVoter.com, this highly anticipated app that will provide us with opportunity to be engaged in discussions of a political nature across a variety of topics, and I would imagine an unlimited number of topics, depending on what is most important to the folks that are participating.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't find your topic, you just create your topic, and people will find you. The fire will be seen.
See, and I've always wanted to have chickens in my backyard, and I lived in a neighborhood where that was prohibited. Well, thankfully, my initiative was passed, and they have removed the chicken restriction from my homeowners association. Isn't that good news?
That is good. There's a trend in that direction.
Now I just have to find some chickens, and I should be in good shape. Okay, we've got Bill Wolsifer with us here. What a great contribution this man makes to this community and to our understanding on a variety of topics. Today's conversation about things digital in nature. Bill Wolsifer, our guest. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Brian.